You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with my friend and colleague, Steve Gilbert, who has tirelessly, with emphasis on the tired, covered the Arizona Diamondbacks for a very, very long time. A very, very long time recently, but we'll get that to that in a second, Steve. So I want to start with a really bummer of an injury to Tuffy Gosewich, who has a tear in his left knee and is out for the year. So how bad is that?
You know, Allison, it's a real blow. I mean, anytime a guy has a season-ending injury, you know, it's always sad to see. But when a guy like Tuffy, who spent 9 years in the minor leagues, to get his first shot as a starting catcher. And you know, I know his average wasn't up there, but he was doing a great job defensively contributing on offense. To have him go out and get hurt like that and be gone for the season, you could just tell that it really kind of hurt those guys in the clubhouse to see, because he's such a hard worker and they respect him so much. And you know, he injured it trying to beat out a grounder in the infield. The throw was a little bit offline, and so he had tried to adjust himself while he was running and, just jammed his left knee, and he crumpled in pain, and you thought, oh, boy, it's really serious. And then he was examined initially in the clubhouse in St. Louis, and they didn't think that there was any structural damage. So it was like this huge sigh of relief. And then he had an MRI the following day during the team's off day in Milwaukee on Thursday, and that's when they realized there was some trouble with the ACL, and then they got that confirmed when they got back to Phoenix yesterday, and he's going to need surgery and will be done for the season.
So that's a tough one. It's hard to lose any regular starter, but certainly the catching is so important, and it's not just being one position on the team. It's working with pitching staff. There's a comfort level. So they're lucky fortunate that they have Jared Saltamacchia in the organization. And is he going to get most of the playing time? Is that how that's going to shake out?
Yeah, I think so. They called him up from Reno, and the plan is to have him get the bulk of the starts with Jordan Pacheco backing him up. But as you pointed out, it's tough for a guy, especially since he hasn't been with the organization, so he's never caught most of these guys before, didn't see him during spring training. To then just jump back there and know exactly what to call and know how to, when to push guys, how to handle certain pitchers. It's a real learning experience for Saltamacchia, and I'm sure that Tuffy will spend as much time as he can with him, sitting in on those hitters meetings before games, just trying to, impart some of that knowledge. Not that Saltamacchia doesn't have catching knowledge, but specific knowledge when it comes to the Diamondbacks pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, does that take a long time for somebody like Saltamacchia, who's clearly been around for a while, so I would imagine that it'll be a little bit of an abbreviated session and that it should be enough for a guy like him.
Yeah, I think it's certainly something he could pick up quickly. And again, as long as he's got somebody there, who's had the experience like Tuffy did catching these guys over the last couple of years, that'll certainly help him.
Okay, so let's move on to our friend Archie Bradley, who it's just not really getting any better for him. So I think there was a lot of optimism going into the start on Monday, but didn't go so well. So what's happening with him?
Yeah, it's just comes down to location with him. That just seems to not have that fastball command, and then that hurts him when it comes to them having to throw secondary pitches, and it's been a struggle for him the last four starts, and he had such a good start to the season after such a strong spring training that I think it's a surprise to a lot of people that he's had these last four starts. And it'll be interesting to see, kind of how they approach this with him going forward. Do they feel like it's something where he can work it out here in the big leagues, or do they think it's something that maybe he needs to go, back down to the minor leagues to just kind of iron out a few last little things? It's going to be fascinating, because they worked really hard with him between these last starts, and really felt like he was making some progress.
Yeah, and it's hard. I mean, there's a fine line there between letting a guy stay out there and maybe kind of burying himself and getting to the point where his confidence is shaken, but you don't want to just ship him out and have kind of negative effects that way. It's really hard to figure out what to do at a time like this, in a situation like this.
Yeah, absolutely, and you hit the nail on the head with that, because that is the balancing point there. You know, does it hurt his confidence to send him down, or does it hurt his confidence to keep him and have him struggle at the big league level? So they're kind of getting to that point now, I think, where they're probably, you know, they haven't said this, but where they're probably kind of looking at that and examining what would be best for him in the long run.
Okay, let's talk about this game in Milwaukee. 17-inning game, 7-6 loss. First, I want to look at a positive, and that is Vidal Nuno, who pitched 5 1/3 innings of relief, which is basically a start. So that had to have been huge, given everything that happened and how, you know, some of these long games, extra inning games alone, can really wreak havoc moving forward. But a 17-inning game is basically playing two games in one day, which can really, really mess up a bullpen. So how huge was that Nuno came through with that amount of time?
I mean, it was huge. Just look at the Brewers. They ran out of pitchers and had to use their starter for the next day, Matt Garza, in that. So then they had to now juggle their pitching rotation and make some roster moves, whereas the Diamondbacks came out of it without having to use the next day starter and with their bullpen, you know, fairly intact. This is not the first time that Nuno's done this. It, you know, he came in when Josh Colemanter had that awful start earlier this year, where he lasted just an inning and a third or an inning and two-thirds, and Nuno came in and pitched like 5 or 6 innings, and that was his first day back up in the big leagues. He had just been called up and had a flat tire going to the ballpark, and, oh, hey, by the way, we need you to throw, you know, 5 or 6 innings tonight. And he just seems to excel in that role, and it's such a valuable role, because otherwise, you know, you end up going through your entire bullpen, and that can set you back, you know, for the next 3 games, the next week, can force roster moves and all kinds of things. So when you have a guy that can come out of the bullpen and throw 5 innings, it's hard to quantify what that means.
And it's a bummer because, my goodness, they actually had a 4-run lead after 2 innings. So it looked like this was going to go pretty well. It is Chip Hale, interesting comments just after the game, saying Chase Anderson needs to learn how to pitch with a lead. So that's got to be even more discouraging, just the fact that they kind of had this game in hand early on, and then, you know, 5 hours later, 6 hours later, they're still playing.
Yeah, that is certainly, and I think you and I talked this offseason on one of these podcasts about how, you know, Chip doesn't always take losses very well, and then he was frustrated, and that came out in his comments about Chase, about, you know, not being able to pitch with the lead. And it was surprising because he's been, you know, their most consistent starter probably of the whole group there. And, you know, they spotted him that early lead, and it looked good, and the Brewers, you know, had been in a you know, kind of a funk themselves. And then to come back and end up losing that game, certainly was not probably a happy flight, as I like to say, when you leave town with a loss in a nearly 5-hour game.
Okay, so now I want to talk about you for a second. So for the people listening out there, here's kind of how this goes. There are reporters who book flights for the night after a series finale on the road, and there are some who are too paranoid to do that and never leave the night of a final game. That would be me. But there are certain times where you feel a little safer than others. So if you are playing in a ballpark where there is a roof, so you know that weather elements and rain delays are not going to factor in to your schedule. So, like, if you have a game, a series finale in Pittsburgh, and you book a flight that night, then, you know, it's tough luck for you because you are in danger of extra innings and a 4-hour rain delay. So when you're in Milwaukee, the chances of you getting out that night are increased by 50% because they have a roof. So apparently, and by the way, we would never complain about our jobs. We love our jobs. We love what we do. We know how fortunate we are to be in this industry. But there are times, every once in a while, that you get a little frustrated. And I would imagine that as you're sitting there watching this game and your flight is about to leave and you get word from a friend that they're paging you, that had to have been a little bit nerve-wracking for you.
Well, I'll tell you, Allison, I initially was going to fly out the next day, and Nick Pecoro, who travels along with me a lot of times, the Arizona Republic, also beat writer, convinced me that we could easily make that 6:45 flight with a 1:05 start at Milwaukee.
Oh, my goodness.
And so as the game went on, you start to look at the clock and you're thinking, this is trouble. And you start to look at flights and you start to see that, okay, well, the next flight after that is all sold out. And then that's it for the night. And Nick found this flight that was supposed to leave actually before our flight did, but was delayed by 3 hours. And kept insisting right up until the end that we were going to make this other Southwest flight. So sure enough, you know, you write as quickly as you can after the game. You wish that you had a little more time to kind of flesh out things in a 17-inning game. There's just so much to write about. And we hustled to the airport. Now, the Brewers beat writers had flown out that night, but they had their backups covering for them, which often happens when we're at home. And their flight for St. Louis was leaving out of the same gate as our flight to Phoenix. And they were, yes, indeed, paging me for that flight to Phoenix, wondering where I was. And so when we finally got to the airport, just in time to make this flight, by the way, through Kansas City to get us home, when we checked in at the gate, the woman at the gate said, "Steve Gilbert, why does that name sound familiar?" And then it took her a couple of minutes, and then she goes, "Oh, I know why, because I was calling your name for about 10 minutes earlier today." Like, "Yep, sorry about that. I'm here now." And so it was quite an adventure, but we did make it home by about 11:30 Phoenix time.
Wow. That's pretty awesome, because that's just so stressful. I am so paranoid that I just would never – even when it made all kinds of sense, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. But I guess, you know, you live and learn, and your odds of it happening again have now shrunk to almost nothing, because how often can this happen? So I think you're safe for another, like, 2 or 3 years.
Well, I think it's not going to happen, because I probably am not going to book flights on the same day that we're leaving any longer, because that's enough to scar you for a little while.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I'm glad you made it home safely, and thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Allison, it's always my pleasure.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.